follow me through this exercise. You're in a situation, you're thinking about moving, and all of a sudden, you know, you're so excited about what you have to you know, you're looking forward to moving, you don't think about the other part, the comfort zone. And you're like, what is the comfort zone? The comfort zone is that zone you're in when you have everything you need that supports your certain circumstances, and you think in your mind, it's automatically gonna be where you're going to next. And I've seen that happen before. So one of the things I often tell people when they're talking to me about relocating is I said, okay, one of the dangers of being in a comfort zone is that you're used to everything. You've navigated the systems you've been working with so well for so long that you don't necessarily realize how traumatic they are. Now, a lot of times what happen when people move, they realize that they had a good thing where they were at, and that if it's a toss-up between having to navigate brand new systems, they'd rather go back to where they came from, where they knew everything. So what I tell people, when I used to tell people, before you leave, look at all of the things that you have that you relied upon in your current location and ask one question. How hard will it be for me to reestablish what I am leaving once I'm gone? That's a critical question. And you're like, why is that critical? Because sometimes what happens is that different programs have different requirements if you discontinue using them. Or find out, let's take it even a step further, can you still maintain those connections while you're gone? Now, don't get me wrong, you may go someplace and they say, oh, you gotta cut that one off before you can use us. That may be real, which is why I'm asking you to make sure, ask about what it means for you to reestablish. And what I mean by this is that you wanna ask, is there any penalty if I come back and try to reestablish? Meaning if you were on public housing, or if you were getting cash assistance, if you were getting food stamps, you know, is there a wait time? Is there a penalty? Is there an automatic disqualification? Is there a window of time that if you're off those benefits for a while, then they automatically require you to start from scratch? Are you given credit for the fact that you've actually were on the program for a minute or two? If there's any new criteria that's passed after you've gotten off, can you be grandfathered back in off the because you were on previously before the new changes? If you're allowed to be grandfathered in, is there any time limit to allow you for grandfathers? Meaning if you leave for 2 months, can you get grandfathered in? Or is it one of those things where if it's 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, you can't be? All of those things are important because guess what? The number of times I used to hear people say, I'm never coming back. And I used to say to themselves, yeah, what's going to happen is you're going to come down, you're going to find out that the circumstances here, grass is always greener, not as what you thought. And now you're freaking out because you need to go back up. Nothing wrong with that. But the one thing you don't want to be is in a position where you have got everything perfect for yourself. You decide to relocate and blow up your bridge for all the stuff you had back in the house. Come to this new place, realize this new place sucks, and then go back to where you came from and realize that you have to basically start over from scratch, or even in some instances, you may be disqualified because there are new criteria that you don't fall into, but you were grandfathered in because you were on the old criteria. You don't want those nightmares ahead of time. So before you decide to pick up, pack up, and ride out, ask questions about what it takes for you to be able to reestablish if you choose to come back in, and all the questions that flow from there.